Thanks for tuning into another edition of Practice Chats on the Deep Blue Podcast. I'm Cleon Wall, and this is a chance we get to know the BYU Cougars after practice. And that's what I did several months ago with BYU assistant quarterbacks coach Matt Mitchell. We were trying to find the perfect time to release this episode, and let's be honest, it just didn't seem right until this week. So here's my conversation with Matt Mitchell. You have helped the quarterbacks at BYU in 2020. That was with Zach Wilson. In 2022 with Jaren Hall. 2024 with Jake Retzlaff. And now 2025 with Bear Bachmeier. I want to know what you did to get Bear ready, because I'm going to give you all the credit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's deserved necessarily. Obviously, it takes all of us. But with Bear, you know, as soon as he signed and everything, we hit the ground running, and there was a lot of voluntary Zoom meetings while he was, you know, still at Stanford, and then when he got here in the summer, more voluntary meetings, and we did within the rules everything we could do with walkthroughs with the players and the player run practices and all those things, I think helped quite a bit. And then obviously he's an extremely smart kid. I think if there's ever a guy I've coached with a photographic memory, it would be him. And so a lot of that credit goes to him as well.
You're a former college athlete. You're now a coach. How hard is it to get someone coming from high school up to speed on what you do in college football?
Yeah, it's challenging. You know, this system, and I love this system, it's a great offensive system, but there's definitely some complexities. And so, you know, it takes a really intelligent individual like Bear to bring him along that way. And so, you know, you got to put in the time, you got to put in the work. But I think that's one competitive advantage we have here at BYU, generally speaking, is we have really, really smart kids. And so when you get to coach kids like that, it makes it a lot easier to bring them up to speed. But, you know, you got to get them on the board. You're watching tape. You know, you got to get the walkthrough reps. I mean, there's a lot of different ways kids learn, and you got to try to touch all those things.
I mentioned a whole bunch of quarterbacks there that you've worked with while you've been here at BYU. Why don't you describe all of them in one word? Let's start with Zach first.
Man, this is tough. Okay, Zach. I would say dialed.
Dialed, okay. Yeah. Okay, dialed. Got it. Jaren.
One word. I love Jaren Hall so much as a person and a player. Sorry. I would just say composed.
Jake.
Gunslinger.
Bear.
Reliable.
Let's give some love to McKay Hillstead and Trayson Borgay, too. If you had to describe them in one word, what would it be?
I would say McKay is, one word. I would say, well, I'll go with Trayson. I would say leadership. And then with McKay, I would say intelligence.
Yeah. All right. All right, you began your college football journey as a wide receiver at Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois. How does a kid from Los Altos, California, end up at a Division III school in the upper Midwest?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I grew up, my dad he's retired now. He was a preacher of an evangelical church in the Bay Area. And Wheaton is a popular church, you know, with that's where Billy Graham went and Jim Elliott and stuff. And so my sister actually almost went there to play soccer, and she's older than me. And so I was familiar with it. And then they started recruiting me out of high school. Wheaton gets a lot of kids from all over the place. I met my wife there who played soccer there from Orange County is where she grew up. And special place. You know, Mike Swider was the head coach when I was there. And that's just a football program I have a ton of respect for. And that shaped me into who I am.
I'm always curious why people choose certain numbers. You were number 80, I believe, out there at Wheaton. Why did you choose number 8?
Big 49er fan.
Oh, man,
yep.
I knew you were going to say that.
Big 49er fan. Shout out Fred Warner. And I loved Jerry Rice growing up. And, obviously I played receiver. And so I kept it. I thought about, you know, being a cool guy and switch it into a single digit. But I just kept 80. I love that number.
I was going to sit here and hopefully – I had this feeling. I'm like – I think he's a 49ers fan. I think he's a Jerry Rice fan. Yeah. People have to understand, I'm a Los Angeles Rams fan. So I was hoping you'd say Isaac Bruce, Henry Ellard, if I'm going to go way, way back. Yeah. But anyway, your bio at Wheaton said you received brief playing time as a freshman in 2010. How brief was that?
I don't even think that's really true, because I battled a lot of injuries early in my career, and I didn't really get to play until my last 2 years at Wheaton when I was healthy. And got to play, you know, inside and outside, and really fun. My last year there, we went 10-0, won the conference. Unfortunately, we lost to John Carroll on a field goal, but in playoffs. But yeah, that was a great experience playing.
How tough was that though? I mean, you go there for 3 years, you're injured a lot, you're really not getting any playing time. How tough is that on you mentally, physically, everything like that, where you're maybe even questioning, why am I even doing this?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was actually really hard because football was, I knew I wanted to be a coach. And so I think that helped me always stick with it. I knew I wanted to be a coach. You know, my brother-in-law is a guy named Mike Sanford. He's married to my oldest sister. And he's a longtime college coach. He's now the head coach at Valor Christian, where Christian McCaffrey went. So I knew from a young age, being around Mike and everything, that I wanted to coach. And so I think that helped me persevere through those things, knowing ultimately what I wanted to do was coach football.
In 2013, you break out 399 yards and a TD. Okay, so what led to it? What made the difference from that first 3 years to you're finally healthy and you're actually playing?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, you know, I wasn't half the football player these guys are here at BYU. I think some injuries helped me get on the field. But, yeah, you know, you stick with it, and you're in the same system for a couple of years and got my opportunities and took advantage of them, and that was a fun year. So, yeah.
What kind of an offense did you guys run there? I mean, you had 399 yards, and I'm saying breakout. And by the way, I'm not trying to criticize, but – I do wonder. Some teams just run the ball a lot, too.
Yeah, that year we ran the ball a lot more. We had a lot of injuries. And so our head coach, who I love, he was a defensive guy. And if you could throw it around the yard and go fast and have success, he had no problem with that. But if we were struggling at all, it was huddle and run the ball. And so we did a lot of that year. The next year, we really could throw it around. And so we went a little faster and threw it around more the following year. So, yeah.
No, I totally. By the way, that year, were you the leading receiver on the team?
My fourth year, yeah, I was, and then my fifth year, I was not. We had a couple dudes in front of me that were much better than I was.
Hey, but you went to the playoffs, yeah. So I mean, you had that going for you. Okay, you play one more year in 2014, and then you go to Notre Dame for a couple of years as you get into coaching. You said you always wanted to be a coach. Why? I mean, there are so many different routes that you can take in life, but you're like, nah, I want to do this coaching thing.
Yeah, no, I, first of all, I love the game of football. I do. I love the scheme of it. I love the fundamental development, seeing guys improve. And then I love being around players, the kids. You know, I love this age group of college-age kids. And, you know, so I think that was a motivating factor. And having some family, like I said, my brother-in-law, who was a longtime college football coach, you know, seeing him in that journey and how much fun it can be. It can be stressful, obviously. There's a lot of pressure, as we all know. You know, I think those things really, really motivated me. And I sure got thrown into the fire at Notre Dame because I was around some really, really good coaches there.
How did your dad, you just talked about how your dad was an evangelical minister. When you said, Dad, I want to go into coaching, what was his reaction to all of that?
Yeah, my parents are very supportive of what I do. So are my in-laws, which I appreciate. You know, I think they've seen both sides of it. You know, there's a tough side of this as well, which I've seen in my career, you know. And you know, you win, you move, you lose, you move is the saying. Fortunately here, you know, we've done a lot of winning and we're working for Kalani is outstanding and these players. But, you know, I think they love it. They enjoy it. My dad played college football at Cal Poly. And so he loves football, you know, and he was the chaplain for the San Francisco Giants for a few years, loves baseball as well. And so my parents really, really enjoy it. And it's been super fun here, right? This is a special place. They love coming out to games here. And I have extended family that comes. I have family in Colorado, so they were at that game. And so they love it. They enjoy it. He's very supportive of it.
Probably should have asked you this earlier. You talked about it was hard to get through things. With your background with your dad, was there also a reliance on God even more too to kind of help you through those tough times? And you could even say right now, because coaching is a tough business to be in.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, 100%. I mean, I couldn't have gotten through those moments without my relationship with Christ. And you know, that's one thing my parents, my family has really, you know, that's the most important thing to us is our faith. And, you know, that continues to carry me through this profession, because at times there's stressful moments. There hasn't, you know, been a pretty fun ride the last couple seasons, but you know, there's always hard times, and you know, there's times away from your family and all those things. And so hopefully, you know, with our family, I have two kids now, married, and you know, Christ is at the center of our family. Hopefully I'm leading it in that direction. And no, that's the most important thing in our lives, is our relationship with the Lord.
How different is it for you? I mean, you've been at Notre Dame, you've been here at BYU. I don't want to say it's been targeted, but I mean, those are definitely faith-based institutions where, yeah, you're going to talk football, but there's also going to be a religious aspect of it too. Is that been kind of comforting to you also? Is that there's something there, or if you had gone to Liberty or something right. like that?
Yeah, it's funny. My family jokes, because I've coached at Notre Dame and BYU, like you said, but I've also coached at Baylor.
Well, you know, yes, and so
I've kind of hit them all. and yeah, it's certainly an environment where I'm comfortable in. Each place is different and unique in its own way, but certainly comfortable in that setting. And I do love that about BYU. It's just, you know, with Kalani and from the top down here, you know, just how much it's encouraged to grow in your faith, you know, and that's a huge positive, to be in a workplace where that's encouraged, you know. And sometimes I think that's forgotten, but not here, and I'm super, super appreciative of that, because it helps me grow as a person.
So in 2017, we'll continue along your journey now, Coach. In 2017, you became a grad assistant at Western Kentucky over wide receivers. The next year, you switched to being a coach of quarterbacks. What was it like switching to a completely different position? Because, I know maybe you've learned that through time, but again, you played wide receiver, so it's like, I know how to play this. What was it like switching to quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, when I was at Notre Dame for 2 years, I was with the quarterbacks. And so, you know, and you know, Brian Kelly, who was the head coach at the time, he's kind of a quarterback guy, and he was in the quarterback room. And so I got to learn a lot from him, you know, Mike Sanford, who was the QB coach, OC at the time. And so 2 years of really diving into quarterback play helped me a lot. And then when I was the receiver GA at Western Kentucky, the offensive coordinator was a guy named Junior Adams. He was the receiver coach. He's now the receiver coach at the Cowboys. Great, great guy. Really love him. And, you know, I always tried to stay plugged in to how the quarterback was being coached and everything. And even though I was working with the receivers, I knew the progressions and all that. And so, you know, a lot of my training, when I made that transition to coaching quarterbacks, I fell back on that training from Notre Dame. And I learned a lot of fundamental stuff there, too. And so, you know, I always say I wish, you know, because I went to Snow after that and I was the OCQB coach there. I wish I went to Snow first and then Western Kentucky and had that experience, you know, because I was 26 at the time. I was very green, and there's always stuff to learn, but I had a lot to learn at that time, you know, and so it was a big growth period.
So I do want to ask you about that, because I thought you're now an assistant quarterbacks coach.
Yeah.
How would you grade yourself? If you look back and you look back to that 2018 season, how would you grade yourself as a quarterbacks coach when you were 26 and it was your first year?
Not very good. Not very good. It would not be a good grade. I think I had a lot to learn, you know, and I think some of it is you learn from experience, you know, and I've learned a lot from A-Rod too. I got to say, you know, when I was GA here, I was actually with Fessy in 2020 in the receivers, and learned a ton from Fessy, and think super highly of him as a person and a coach. And also then I've learned a ton from A-Rod and how to balance. Funny, Steve Young came by this summer, and that was a highlight for me being a 49er fan. And, you know, he talked about, I picked his brain. I said, hey, is there anything you would, you know, any advice for a, you know, quarterback coach, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he talked about the balance between the art and the science. You know, there's the science of the quarterback position, and then there's the artist of it too, you know, and you got to let them play a little bit, and balancing both of those things. I think A-Rod does an excellent job of that. And so I've really tried to learn that from him, because when I was at Western Kentucky, I think I was way more science-based and took away the artistry of the game, right? And so I think there has to be a balance there. You don't want to go too far on one side, you know? And it's like, you know, it's funny. He said, too, he goes, I used to joke with Mike Shanahan. Steve Young said this. I used to call him Mike Go Over It Again Shanahan. And I used to tease him. And he goes, but you know what? It eliminated hesitation in the game. I knew exactly what I was doing. And he goes, he did a good job of that, but he also let me play a little bit. And so I think, you know, that's obviously, I learned that from Steve Young, but I was thinking about it. I said, man, I think A-Rod does a great job of that. And so I'm appreciative of that learning.
How do you think you're applying that now? Trying to
separate the artistry from the science of it. How is it that you've learned that? How is it you're trying to apply that lesson now?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a good question. I think there was a balance of that with Jake. You know, Jake definitely had a lot of artist in him in his play. And so you had to kind of try to balance that out with him. Bear's a different personality, you know, not in a negative way. They're just, you know, every guy's got his own personality. And so, you know, with a freshman, you got to make, you know, there's definitely the science side. We do Kahoot quizzes and all that. And then I do a handwritten quiz, and, you know, I put the tape up and I take the overlays off that have all the tags. And I'm like, hey, within 5 seconds of the play, you got to give me the coverage and the blitz and all that. So I try to do that, mm-hmm. You know, and make sure that the science is on point. But also, I think your temperament is important with the artistry side, where, you know, they feel like, man, they're not boxed in this just tight space where, oh my gosh, you know, it's really, really stressful and anxious, you know. So I think you got to balance both. Yeah.
Was there any, by the way, you had posted a picture with Steve Young,
yeah.
John Beck, that come to talk with the quarterbacks. Yeah. Was there anything else that, just like, you're always going to remember that from that meeting? And it could be maybe a fanboy, or maybe it's something that they just said, and you're like, man, that's awesome. I want to help implement that into my life or into my profession.
Yeah, well, I would go to that conversation with Steve. That was really cool for me, because grew up a 49er fan. I remember watching him play, and I have so much respect for him as a person and a player. And, you know, he really took the time to talk with me, which I appreciate, and really took the time to, you know, help me learn a few things, like I already touched on. And then with John, you know, we work with John a lot. I've gotten to know John very well. I talk to John pretty often. And, you know, John is, in my opinion, elite fundamental development. Like, I think he's the best, you know, and there's a reason why he has so many NFL QBs and all those. And there's a lot of great ones out there that I respect, but I think John is outstanding. I've learned so much from him. Some of it was stuff that I knew, and then some of it really kind of broadened my horizons and made new. And then, you know, John has that temperament too. He is, it's funny. I talk with other QBs that work with him that, you know, come through our place, you know, whether it's Bear or McKay or anybody, Jaron, and John has such a good temperament for coaching QBs. He understands the balance between the science and the art. And, you know, you got to, there's so much mental that goes into playing quarterback, and you got to be careful with what you say. You can't, I think a lot of guys try to just talk, and they're saying things to say things. I think you got to be really intentional with what you say. And John does a really good job of that.
Matt Mitchell, it's been great to get to know you, and thanks for joining us on Practice Chats.
Thanks. Really appreciate the time, and been good to get to know you.
Thank you for listening to Practice Chats on Deep Blue. Like and subscribe on all podcast platforms. I'm Cleon Wall. Deep Blue is a production of BYU Radio.